Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Now, it's Oscar mania over the next couple of days. As you know, they're happening this Sunday, and to mark Jessie Buckley's nomination and hopefully, fingers crossed, a big win, we are broadcasting from Buckley's Bar in Killarney from 12 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. We just want to go down and soak up the whole Oscar environment, the buzz. I mean, like, how amazing is it for an Irish actress from Killarney in County Kerry to be nominated for an Oscar award, and the predictions that she's, you know, likely to do incredibly well too. Our own Henry McKean, who gets all the good gigs, caught up with Jessie Buckley's parents. They're actually flying out from Dublin Airport with Aer Lingus this afternoon. Henry's off to LA, of course, himself as well. He met up with Jessie Buckley's parents. This is what they had to say.
So I'm Marina, a proud mum of Jessie.
Hi, Tim here. Proud father of Jessie, you know.
Yeah. How are you both feeling today? How is Kerry feeling? How proud are you?
We're extremely proud, you know, and I suppose it's now that we're about to set off for LA to be there to support our wonderful and beautiful daughter in this really special moment. You couldn't but be proud.
Yeah, I know. Look, it's surreal in many ways or whatever, but it's a great thing to be part of. And I never thought when I was growing up that I'd be in this situation, so it's lovely to see the accumulation of what was a kind of a dream that you think was so far away that you'd never quite arrive at it, but here we are, and we're going to enjoy every little moment of it when we're out there, and hopefully we'll be still smiling. Well, regardless what happens, we're going to be smiling and celebrating afterwards as well, so it's going to be great, you know.
And I can see joy in both of your faces and perhaps a little bit of emotion for you. Is this a special time?
It's a really special time, yeah. And a time too, I suppose, when you also think of all the people behind us that are maybe no longer with us, that have influenced this journey and have inspired Jessie, you know, to be the very best that she can be. And certainly this year, it looks like she's achieved that with all of the recognition and accolades, you know, coming from people in the business, and how she so beautifully told that human story in Hamlet, you know, of a mother's loss and a family loss. So it's emotional on many levels.
And it is Mother's Day this Sunday. Being a mum, I mean, there must be so much going through your mind right now.
All I can say is, yeah, the biggest thing is, you know, as I felt when I watched the movie and looked at that screen and said, that's my little girl up there. Well, to sit in that auditorium on Sunday night and know that I'm in the room with my little girl to support her, and whatever happens, I will be the proudest mum there.
Well, I mean, for Mother's Day as well, I think the thing about the film, you know, it's about motherhood, it's about, you know, the good times, but also the losses that mothers experience in those situations or whatever, but how a community can come together to just help people get over those little bumps in life. And that's why it's an important film as well, about, you know, in this disjointed world of ours, to remind ourselves that, you know, community and collective grief is very important. And, you know, it's a crazy world out there as well. And there's a lot of children that are being killed as well that shouldn't be in that position. So we need to have a little bit more kindness about ourselves as well. And certainly from the top down, they should be learning those little lessons, you know.
And what is your favourite thing about this Oscar, you could say, award season experience?
I was thinking about that. I think my favourite thing has been listening to the inspiration for others that Jessie has given in every one of her acceptance speeches. I have been just really inspired myself by that and realised that she is a very important young voice for the world in the messages she gives through her art form and through her own person, and just remaining herself through it all.
And Tim, for you, what's been the best experience with your daughter, with Jessie Buckley, you know, on this award season circuit, and now this nomination, just the Oscars just a few days away?
I mean, the thing about us is that, you know, other people look at the glass, and we're kind of there, and it's our kind of, we're more in protective mode, so we're kind of trying to guard her. So our trepidations, really, I mean, I won't relax till the bloody whole thing is over, you know. And but you know, it's the nicest thing for me is that I have other families. We're a typical Irish family where half them are abroad in other parts of the world or whatever, and to have us come together and use this as a fulcrum to draw us all closer for a little while before they head off to New Zealand and Australia again, and England or America, wherever they are, you know. So and France as well. So it's a big deal, you know, and it's lovely, you know.
Well, I just want to congratulate the whole of the Buckley clan, all of you. Congratulations, and go Jesse Buckley.
Yes, go Jesse.
Yeah, Jesse Abu, August Beg, Antaling Galeir, Ganomsha.
Congratulations.
Grimmie and Margaret.
Oh, that's absolutely fantastic. That's Marina and Tim Buckley there chatting to our own Henry McKean at Dublin Airport a little earlier this morning before they all board that important flight to LA. Of course, Henry will have more for you from the Oscar season over the next couple of days here on News Talk throughout the next few afternoons. And just to mention, as I said, we are broadcasting from Buckley's Bar in Killarney tomorrow. We'll have loads more Oscar crack for you. And I should say, winning film director Neil Jordan is going to be with me for this Friday afternoon's Ask Me Anything. So, of course, as you know, he's multi-award winning movie maker, author of Who Made the Crying Game, Michael Collins, Breakfast on Pluto, just to name a few. He's worked with the likes of Cillian Murphy, Liam Neeson, and even gets to vote for the Oscar nominees. So whatever your questions about movie filmmaking, directing, whatever your queries, get your voice notes into us, 087 1400 106. That is the WhatsApp number. We'll put all of those to Neil Jordan at 1:40 on Friday.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.